It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
When fascism comes to America, it will be wrapped in the flag and carrying a cross. That's from Sinclair Lewis. And in response to that quote, we have come to a point where it is loyalty to resist and treason to submit. That from Carl Schurz. Two quotes that are profoundly true at this most critical point in human history. In fact, the end of the paradigm of what has been. While California was incinerating, the latest power structure mass distraction card was played, the alleged killing of al-Baghdadi. And like Osama bin Laden's alleged takedown, the body was tossed out at sea, or so we have been told. The grand facade continues while the world burns. Or in other scenarios, is frozen over with the latest climate engineering chemical cool-down scenarios in the U.S. So-called Winter Storm Bessie is the latest such event. More on that shortly, but about the burning and the role climate engineering is playing in it. From the New York Times and other sources, climate change, quote, could shift California's winds, fueling big winter wildfires. Hold that thought, and I'll address that in a moment. From CBS News, quote, this will only get worse in the future. Experts see direct line between California wildfires and climate change. From that report, a recent published study suggested that the increasing size of wildfires occurring across California in the last 50 years is attributable to climate change, drying out the landscape. So much more to the story. Bear with me. Stay with me. I want to cover another headline on this subject. From the LA Times, climate change has set California on fire. Are you paying attention? End quote. Again, the climate engineering elephant in the sky, omitted from all these mainstream reports. Bear with me. I'll address that in a moment. From this report from the LA Times, nobody can honestly say this is a surprise given the devastating fires of recent years, yet it feels surprising all the same. How did things get so bad in California so quickly? Question mark. Again, from the LA Times. The answer is, they say, climate change. It is here, and our communities are not ready for it. Again, I'm not denying anthropogenic global warming, not at all. We have been horrible stewards of our planet. Anybody who denies that is not living in reality, not at all. But what is the even bigger factor in relation to the fires that we're not being told about? The LA Times report continues, the wildfires are just the beginning of what Californians can expect. They're preparing us for what the climate engineers have planned for us. Make no mistake about that. The report continues, we know what's coming as the effect of climate change becomes more pronounced. The state will have to contend with more floods, coastal erosion, and deadly heat waves. Intense weather will overwhelm existing public and private infrastructure unless we adapt now and build more resilient communities. Yes, technology will save us. Question, how's that going so far? Not so well. Another question, what is absent from all official narratives on the state of the climate? The climate engineering factor. What is by far the biggest and most dire untold story in the world today, indeed in the history of the human race? Over 70 years of planetary decimating climate engineering, aka weather warfare operations. Another question, how much longer can the climate engineering elephant in the sky be hidden in plain sight? No pun intended. Consider this new report from phys.org, along the lines of what I just mentioned. Technofix futures will only accelerate climate chaos. Don't believe the hype. End of headline from phys.org. Technology is killing us, and the misuse of that technology, and the notion that yet more technology will save us from what technology again has already done to us, is simply delusion. Climate engineering and the core part it is playing in the epic wildfires occurring all over the globe continues to be the subject that is not mentioned and thus not understood by the population. The climate science community's continual denial of the climate engineering factor is far beyond criminal at this point. And though there are countless forms of human activity damaging the planet and the climate system, in regard to the unprecedented wildfires occurring all over the globe. Climate engineering operations, which are inarguably a form of weather warfare, are the core causal factor that is fueling the fires. The source of ignition for the fires is not the point. What has set the stage for the fires to burn with such ferocity? That is the point. Geoengineering is completely disrupting the hydrological cycle, the rain. Geoengineering operations are toxifying our rain and thus affecting the root systems in forests due to the toxic heavy metals that are seeded into clouds from the geoengineering operations. Geoengineering is destroying the ozone layer, which kills trees from the top down. Geoengineering is ionizing the atmosphere, creating more dry lightning, again with a reduced rain cycle on top of that. The particulates from climate engineering are incendiaries, starting with aluminum and barium. That incendiary dust coats the forest foliage, the forest floor, structures, and everything else. And again, for the record, and we will release this footage in the coming documentary, The Dimming, we have time-lapse film footage of massive geoengineering aerosol spray dispersions being carried out directly over the smoke bank for the Paradise Fire. What was that about? It's certainly not about solar radiation management, as we're told these spray dispersions are about. Why would they be spraying so heavily directly on top of that fire? Now, in regard to the drying out of the atmosphere, something I've covered in a previous broadcast, I want to cover again. It's called VPR, vapor pressure deficit. What does that mean? It means that what is occurring on the planet now, which is siphoning the moisture out of the forest, is that the atmosphere should be carrying 7% more water vapor for every degree C of warming. And the planet has warmed up likely over 3 degrees C since the industrial baseline, not the 1.5 that we're told. Should be much more overall moisture in the atmosphere, but there isn't. Thus, VPR comes into play, vapor pressure deficit. And that means the deficit between what the atmosphere should be holding for moisture and what it is holding. There's a deficit there that no one in the science community wants to address. That reduction in the overall hydrological cycle and atmospheric RH, relative humidity, is because of climate engineering and the light scattering particles they're spraying into our atmosphere as part of solar radiation management, which completely disrupts the hydrological cycle. Within these spray dispersions, we believe plastic nanoparticulates are present, part of the ice nucleating process. Those are coating the ocean that further reduces the evaporation. These sprayed dispersions, because they put this white canopy above cloud cover or above terrestrial regions or oceans, that hampers convection. When you reduce convection, you reduce wind and you reduce evaporation again, further disrupting the hydrological cycle. This is not to say that there's not extreme winds in certain areas or extreme deluge. Of course there is. We're talking about global averages, and you can't have less atmospheric moisture, relative humidity, on a warming planet unless there's a factor we're not being told about, and that factor is climate engineering. So in the case of California, what do we see? Blanket grid pattern aerosol spraying off the U.S. West Coast, which completely disrupts the storm track over and over and over. That's weather warfare, period. And we have all the other factors I outlined. Disrupted ozone layer, or just damaged ozone layer, incredibly extreme UV radiation, incendiary dust, more dry lightning, poisoned root systems, all of that contributing to the fires in California and elsewhere around the globe. So again, about the climate engineering issue, it is a massive yet still denied factor in the equation, in the climate discussion scenario. And there can be no legitimate discussion about the climate from any perspective without first and foremost addressing the global climate engineering operations. And there can be no legitimate discussion about climate engineering without addressing patented processes of chemical ice nucleation. These are elements sprayed into cloud moisture that help to engineer the cool downs that are happening all over the globe as well. On that note, the Western power structure, in cooperation with the climate engineers, and who are in turn cooperating with the largest military machine in the world, the U.S. military, are hard at work engineering a massive weather whiplash cool down event for much of the U.S. in the lower 48 states. And in doing so, the confusion and division of the U.S. population in regard to the true state of the unfolding climate collapse continues. Criminal corporate media sources like the Weather Channel and the rest of the mainstream networks will all parrot the scripts and narratives they've been given, narratives designed to sensationalize the engineered winter weather. The continental U.S., for the record, has been the most anomalously less warm region on the entire planet for the last 5 years plus. Is this just the work of nature, or is there, in fact, much more to the story? Stay tuned for details. Also, consider and remember this. The U.S. lower 48 is only 0.5% of the Earth's surface area. That's 1/200th, hardly a barometer of what is occurring on a global scale. Environmental cataclysms are accelerating all over the globe, and even now the vast majority have not stopped to ponder how fragile the existing paradigm is. The majority have not considered just how dependent they are on the massive card house Ponzi scheme that we call modern civilization. For the record, it was never sustainable. The great unraveling is already well underway. It will accelerate quickly from here on out. Some or many links in the chain of our current reality are likely to break with blinding speed, and many factors are already far past the breaking point. Stay tuned for the most critical frontline breaking news reports from the last week. But to those that are already awake and aware, again, and doing their best to effectively and efficiently sound the alarm with credible data, my most sincere gratitude to you. Thank you for your courage, for your commitment to the greater good. We march together in this all-important battle. This is Dane Wigington. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 221, November 2nd, 2019. News that most don't want to hear, but that we must face if we're to have any chance of changing course. This commercial-free frontline news broadcast brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org, paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM. Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 AM, Sunday mornings repeat broadcast same time. Recordings of this broadcast can also be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. The latest Geoengineering Watch awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. And if you want to introduce this issue to others, an issue which is so threatening to their reality, their first instinct is to hide their head in the sand, printed, credible, compelling materials are much more effective at waking people up than pointing at the sky and trying to explain such a dire issue and complex issue. That's why we try to make the materials available to anyone who needs them at our, again, our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Another way to help us sound the alarm is to attend Jim Fair events, G-E-M-F-A-I-R-E. Jim Fair has been and is an extremely dedicated ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. Visit the geoengineeringwatch.org informational booth at Jim Fair events. Get free Geoengineering Watch awareness-raising materials and help us in the critical effort to wake the masses. This week's Jim Fair event, Eugene, Oregon, started yesterday, ends tomorrow at the Lane County Events Center. Next week, Puyallup, Washington, November 8th through the 10th, Washington State Fair Event Center. The week after, Portland, Oregon, November 15th through the 17th at the Oregon Convention Center. If you attend the event to get geoengineeringwatch.org materials, tell the Ticketmaster and you can get in for free. Please help us to sound the alarm. Time is not on our side. Let's cover the latest Make America Great Again headlines. What is the true reality other than the lies we are being fed day in and day out from the corporate media machine of mass distraction? Here's some headlines that most don't get to hear from that source. A growing club of very powerful countries is steering away from using the dollar. And for those that don't yet understand the ramifications of the dollar being dumped as the global reserve currency, please investigate. Because the fact that the United States was given a monopoly on money printing after World War II, after it proved to the world that it not only possessed nuclear weapons, but would use them on innocent civilian cities, annihilating about 100,000 innocent civilians in two cities in Japan, that was part of the leverage used to enforce the dollar is the global reserve currency, which has allowed the U.S. empire to print as many dollars as they want, which has allowed the establishment of a military that is bigger than the next 10 militaries combined around the world. That is what has laid the foundation for the empire, the endless printing of dollars, so many of which cannot be accounted for, like the $30 trillion the Pentagon can't account for since the end of the 90s. So consider the ramifications of the dollar being dumped. The current paradigm is ending, and ultimately biosphere collapse is the bottom line, but these other factors are coming into the equation now as well. More headlines of what's really happening in the Ponzi scheme known as the global economy. Hiring at U.S. businesses fall to 7-year low, survey shows. Another headline, the boom turns into a bust. Here are 14 signs that the U.S. economy is steadily weakening. Another headline, we are all screwed. That's what the headline says. Pardon me for that. The U.S. is like a banana republic, and a depression could be on the way, warns money manager. There's no could, may, might. Those words are so irresponsibly used for blatant, glaring, obvious truths. Should be a much more definitive word in their place. Another headline, U.S. economy likely lost further ground in third quarter. Another headline, Deutsche Bank posts 832 million euro loss amid major restructuring. Another headline, Chinese investors pile into gold as economic worries surge. Again, good luck with that yellow metal. Can't eat it. Another headline, extreme weather is hurting Asian businesses, but it may be, quote, more complicated than just climate change. How true that is. Much more complicated, starting with the climate engineering elephant in the sky, aka weather warfare. Another headline, global Carmageddon continues. Pirelli and VW warn about worsening market scenario. Question, why can't more see and understand that a snake cannot eat its own tail forever? And that's, in fact, what industrialized militarized society is, a snake eating its own tail, grinding up Earth's remaining natural resources to make the latest shiny vehicle, widescreen TVs, and McMansions, and, of course, a whole lot of weapons of mass destruction for the military. Again, grinding up Earth's last resources for that sort of insanity. How long could that possibly have continued? Another headline, industry pressure result in more job cuts and store closures. Another headline, Cognizant to cut 7,000 mid-senior level jobs. Another headline, Ford announces it will cut 450 jobs in Canada. Another headline, more layoffs or closures from Forever 21. Forever 21 store closings, 100 plus stores will close as part of its bankruptcy. And a subtitle on that, Walgreens to cut corporate staff, and Sacramento-based Raley's, which we have many of those in Redding, we had two, I'm not sure if there's any left now, one or two. Raley's is closing pharmacies in 27 of its stores. That's certainly not bad news, and less to have less pharmaceuticals pushed on civilians. On that same theme, a bit of good news, Bayer says U.S. glyphosate plaintiffs more than double since July. Great. Sue these criminal companies until there's none of them left. Under the Got Food headline, record low temperatures up to 50 degrees below normal threaten to absolutely wreck the rest of the harvest season. U.S. winter wheat acres set to drop to lowest in 110 years. This is weather warfare, nothing less. I'm not saying that there wouldn't be climate problems without the climate engineering assault that's occurring in skies all over the globe and has been for 70 years. But what I'm saying is that once they disrupt the entire climate system, no event can be considered normal, and especially with the cool downs. Well, I'll get to more of that in a moment. Please bear with me. I want to cover a couple more headlines before getting on to more details about the increasing global unrest and pending disasters. These headlines, protesters take to the streets in Santiago and other Chilean cities. Another headline, Chile cancels the APEC trade summit and major climate gathering after riots. Another headline, massive rallies in Iraq capital as political crisis deepens. The freedom and democracy we have spread there is not doing so well, is it? Or anywhere else that we've been in countries looting, pillaging, and plundering their resources under the banner of freedom and democracy. The true banner is fascism and the rule of empire. And there are countless other social unrest scenarios unfolding all over the world that we don't see while mainstream media shows us the latest episode of political theater and idiocy. Two more headlines. U.S. confirms nuclear energy talks with Saudi Arabia. What a great idea. Let's give the brutal Saudi regime who beheads civilians for disagreeing with the government and hangs them from cranes on public display. Let's give them some nuclear power plants and maybe they can make some nuclear weapons with those. What a great idea. Nuclear waste is a global threat. This is another headline in today's world. Consider that climate engineering that is destroying Earth's protective atmosphere, which has made the planet much more susceptible to a CME, a coronal mass ejection, i.e. solar flare. Now with a major CME, like the Carrington event in the 1800s, we might have Fukushima times 100 or 200 because grids shut down, nuclear power plants can't cool themselves, and they go into meltdown. And that's only a matter of time, by the way. As civilization collapses, we have about 400 plus more Fukushimas on the way. It's inevitable. And what are governments in the asylum planet known as Earth doing to prepare for that? Are they making any provisions? No. They're building yet more nuclear plants, yet more weapons of mass destruction that may be used to blow up those nuclear plants. We live in a full-blown and ever-worsening asylum. Back to the fires. Let's go to some more details on that, because that is certainly as glaring as it gets in regard to climate engineering and its consequences. And for the record, with the data I'm about to cover, though I'm focusing on the events that have just occurred and are occurring in California, the equation applies to the epic wildfires all over the globe. Keep that in mind. So I want to point out an excerpt from a LA Times article that's very telling. The title of the article is called "Extreme Red Flag Winds in LA Region Are Dangerous." In the article, it stated this: the warm mass of air over Alaska has had the effect of placing, quote, a big blob of cold air over the Rockies, which is creating this extreme contrast that's generating the winds in California. Everything is connected. I've tried to point that out over and over. What's happening in California is not only a part of the climate engineering equation for what's happening in Alaska and the central part of the country where the cool down is occurring, it is also connected to what's happening in the Arctic. All of it is connected. The climate system can't be interfered with without affecting all of it. And all the while, the official denial of climate engineering, the climate engineering elephant in the sky, continues. The betrayal of the climate science community continues by their denial of the climate engineering issue. And I can only hope that that changes. I can only hope the climate science community are more in it. Find their courage, band together so you can stand up as one and not be marginalized by the machine that is built to do that. For anybody who dares to speak out about this issue, instant marginalization or worse. Band together, then stand up. And also, it is certainly perplexing that the population who understands what weather modification is and who has no denial of cloud seeding operations, most in the population understand that these operations are occurring all over the globe with very small, often single propeller airplanes. And the public accepts this, that this microscale seeding process is very real and they believe has an impact on the weather. Yet, the majority of the population has been so well programmed that the majority cannot or will not accept that governments and military climate engineering operations are derailing weather and climate on a scale that is 1,000 times larger than all the private weather modification programs combined. No matter how visible and blatant the atmospheric aerosol spraying operations are, sticking to the official, quote, "it's just a condensation trail" narrative is what most still adamantly adhere to, in spite of film footage that reveals wing spray nozzles and spray dispersions being turned on and off. The denial remains. In spite of nearly 150 weather climate modification patents of record, some almost 100 years old, describing exactly what we see in our skies as an objective, the denial remains. In spite of government and military documents expressing the objective of, quote, "owning the weather," still programmed knee-jerk denial. In spite of the documented history of weather warfare, public and official denial remains. In spite of the entire climate science community discussing and increasingly recommending solar radiation management operations to be deployed immediately, that they tell us would look exactly like what we see in our often dirty, white, hazy, grid-patterned skies. But they say we're not actually seeing what we're seeing. Again, We live in an asylum, and the betrayal of the climate science community, official sources, so-called media sources, all criminal, beyond criminal at this point. We are talking about the near-term extinction of not only our species, but perhaps the entire web of life. And again, I'm not denying all the other forms of human damage to the planet, not at all. And that's, by the way, a part of the problem with the whole effort to expose geoengineering. There are too many that claim to be fighting this battle that are claiming there's nothing else wrong with the planet but geoengineering, and that is absolutely patently and ridiculously false. We must acknowledge the whole truth. We've been horrible stewards of our planet in too many ways to even begin to address here. But the climate engineering assault being the single greatest piece of the puzzle, but not outweighing all the other pieces. It's simply the single largest piece in and of itself. It must be exposed and halted. And if we can do that, if we can expose it, if we can halt it, we may buy time. If we can buy time, we may have other options that we don't yet know of. This battle is worth fighting more than any other. Back to the planetary burndown and the California wildfires, which, if all available data is examined again, are a direct result of conditions that ongoing climate engineering operations have created, starting with the shutting off of the rain. Question, isn't this an act of war? Shutting off the rain is absolutely a form of weather warfare. It's the same form of weather warfare that has been inflicted on nations throughout the world, most recently those in the Middle East, and the leaders of those nations on the floor of the UN stating that the precipitation to their countries was being cut off from NATO weather modification programs. When we have the same governments, the same empire, in this case the U.S. empire, which absolutely is responsible for the planes that fly in or near our country, we have elements of our own government and our own military actively participating in what can only be described as weather warfare against our own population. And for those who still naively believe that the government exists and is here to protect them, please, please do some research. Please look at the statements from members of our own government that make clear our government is not here to protect you. When you have, again, the quote that I've given numerous times before from Zbigniew Brzezinski stating, with today's technology, it's easier to kill a million people than to control them. The U.S. population is an increasing liability to those that control the U.S. government, the heavily armed U.S. population that so far is entertained with its latest, with the latest electronic gadgetry or the latest championship sports game or whatever's keeping them occupied or the political theater. If the U.S. population would wake up and face the truth, we could still alter the equation. I'm advocating a peaceful awakening. I'm not advocating anything else, but I'm saying a wake-up must occur, and those responsible for what's happening must be held accountable. Back to weather warfare and what's being waged on the U.S. population. Consider and remember this statement from a 1954 report titled, quote, "Weather Made to Order." It was published in Collier's Magazine, again, in 1954, almost a decade after data indicates global climate engineering operations were first deployed. I've mentioned this magazine before. I have two original copies in my possession, along with the 1958 article of Popular Science that had a similar report. But from this report, it states this, quote, "We can use weather as a weapon of warfare by creating storms or dissipating them as the tactical situation demands. We might deluge an enemy with rain to hamper a military movement, Project Popeye 69, that already happened. Or, this 1954 report states, or strike the enemy at his food supplies by withholding needed rain from his crops. How will we be able to prevent rain? By overseeding a cloud." Listen to what that just stated, by overseeding a cloud. As GeoengineeringWatch.org has tried to bring to light for over a decade, the massive grid pattern blanket spraying of the eastern Pacific, which is off the U.S. West Coast, breaks up the storms completely, overseeding, too many condensation nuclei. The rain does not, the droplets don't combine and fall. They simply migrate further, and thus the days that we have often heading into winter where we have absolutely bone-dry conditions on the ground with total cloud cover canopy, often featureless white skies, or if there are visible clouds in lower levels, above that cloud cover, often the canopy of white is visible. That is climate engineering, solar radiation management, the seeding and creation of artificial cloud cover, with highly toxic elements, all of which fall down to the planet where we get to breathe them, fall down to the surface where we inhale them with every breath, which triggers a downstream cataclysm of human disease and ailments, and affecting, again, the entire web of life, poisoning tree roots, affecting forest fires, all of that. Can't go into all of it again here, but understand, this is nothing short of weather warfare, and that's exactly going all the way back to 1954 when the technology was being acknowledged as existing then, and yet we have the climate science community telling us today that this technology doesn't exist. Criminal denial from the climate science community, so many of them, and the environmental groups, so-called environmental groups, being funded one way or another from tentacles related to the power structure, will not address this issue. And those participating in those environmental groups who are worried about their position in those groups and their paychecks and pensions that come from those groups are towing the line for the power structure and the climate engineers by denying climate engineering. So again, back to the cutting off of precipitation from the U.S. West Coast. I'll get to more details on that in a moment. We can speculate about the various agendas and objectives that are being carried out, but one is certainly this. The dome of high pressure that is created and maintained over the U.S. West is a part of the process that facilitates the engineered cool downs being carried out further inland in the U.S., as the L.A. Times acknowledged. The warm Alaska and the cool down that helps to facilitate over the Rockies. How does this occur? Upper level winds spin clockwise around this high pressure dome. High pressure dome that's created from ionosphere heaters like HARP. HARP is only one example. These can and are heating the ionosphere that can create and is creating high pressure domes where the climate engineers want them in order to spin the high pressure or the high altitude winds in certain directions. So this clockwise spin around the quote ridiculously resilient ridge that is parked over California and is scheduled to stay there for perhaps up to 3 more months is not natural. It's not a natural phenomenon. That's why the meteorological community is scratching their heads as to why this is happening. But this high pressure dome diverts Pacific moisture up and over it around a clockwise spinning rotation. Keep that in mind, thus delivering the Pacific moisture that should be coming into California into parts of Alaska. Some of that moisture is migrated over Alaska by the type of seeding I already went over, which creates too many condensation nuclei, keeps the moisture from falling, but creates the featureless white skies, and that moisture can continue to be migrated to wherever the climate engineers want it. So while we're seeing the cold, cold, cold headlines in the U.S., we're not seeing the balmy, warm temperatures in Alaska. No media coverage on that. So again, these steered and directed flows of moisture diverted up and around California through Alaska is subjected to a constant seeding of chemical ice nucleation elements as it, again, spins clockwise around the high-pressure dome and back down into the central U.S. And by the time this heavily seeded flow of air and moisture reaches locations like Denver, record cold surface temperatures are created, along with the sensationalized winter weather headlines that the power structure and the climate engineers want. This, in turn, fuels, as I stated earlier, the division and confusion in the U.S. population regarding the true state of climate collapse. As stated, engineered cooldown events are utilizing patented processes of chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. Testing carried out by GeoengineeringWatch.org has again and again confirmed chemical ice nucleating elements in frozen precipitation, snow, and hail. There's not only the usual heavy metals like aluminum and barium and strontium, but there are also elements like surfactants, which make the snow extraordinarily slick. Thus, many of the traffic accidents that are happening, even from people who thought they knew how to drive in snow. Unfortunately, the completely engineered cooldown events are also touted, as I stated earlier, as proof of, quote, global cooling by sources and websites that actually claim to be fighting climate engineering. Question, how does pretending completely engineered events are, quote, natural, help with the fight to expose climate engineering? Answer, it doesn't help. The same sources and sites also generally claim that there's nothing wrong with the environment, that the polar bears are doing fine, etc. If we're to have any chance of exposing and halting climate engineering, credibility is key. When sources or sites claim only, quote, alarmists believe there is a problem with the climate and the web of life, and then these same sources and websites often quote each other as references for their conclusions, a pattern of circular, factless denial becomes evident. Again, back to the California burndown, a direct result of climate engineering operations. California has 33 million acres of forest lands, which for the record is not much more than the amount of forest that has incinerated in the Amazon this year alone. And also for the record, due to the increasingly harsh climate and ozone layer collapse conditions, the burned forests are not coming back in any time frame that matters. That should be evident by now by all the black hills that only have little shoots coming out of some tree roots that are able to resprout, but not really any significant regrowth occurring, and that's going to get worse fast. So let's ask this question again. Is the threat posed by the ongoing planetary burndown as bad as we've been officially told? The answer is no. The threat is exponentially worse than we have been told. This is exactly the conclusion Geoengineering Watch has stated on the record for over a decade. And now, as conditions can no longer be hidden, mainstream media is now finally getting closer to the truth. Last week from the UK Guardian, this report, climate emissions from tropical forest damage underestimated by a factor of 6. That's the burndowns they're referring to. So they were only off by 600%. And I would argue that is an extraordinarily conservative figure, as bad as it may sound. So again, this report is an official admission that the damage done to Earth's climate and life support systems is at least 600% worse than the previous worst-case estimate. Data across the board has been radically falsified to the downside in the attempt to pacify populations till the last possible moment, while in the meantime, the unfolding abrupt climate collapse is accelerating by the day. And the still officially denied climate engineering elephant in the sky continues to further fuel the overall fire. Another question, does any reasonable individual believe that the U.S. military or others would ask our permission before deploying climate engineering weather warfare operations? Has the military-industrial complex ever asked the public for permission to do what they do? I think not. How does any rational individual believe that the current trends can continue? How long can the human race expect to survive with the rest of the web of life collapsing around us? How long can we survive with no habitat? Wildlife populations have crashed over 60% in the last 40 years alone. Insect populations are down 80 to 90%. The statistical zero hour for no wildlife left on our planet is 2026. That's a scientific, mathematical, statistical fact at the current rate of die-off. And the rate of die-off is accelerating, by the way. And even now, how many claim that those who dare to bring attention to these unbelievably dire facts are labeled as, quote, alarmists, labeled by so-called independent sources in some cases, who are in fact actually towing the line of denial put out by the power structure? Such denial will not save us. It will only ensure our common demise. Consider this recent headline report that was actually published before this latest round of unprecedented fires in California. Here's the headline. California wildfires burn 500% more land because of climate change. Again, the climate engineering elephant in the sky completely ignored from the equation, the single biggest factor in the equation completely denied. An excerpt from the report. Since the early 1970s, California wildfires have increased in size by 8 times, 800%. And the annual burned area has grown by 500%, 5 times larger. And the report states this. The cause of the increase is simple. Hotter temperatures cause drier land, which causes a parched atmosphere. That is not the whole truth, not by a long shot. The warmer global temperatures should be causing much more precipitation for reasons that I already stated earlier in this broadcast. That is not occurring. Should be causing more overall precipitation. That is not occurring. And if you're in some of the deluge flooded regions around the world, in the U.S. or elsewhere, overall is the key word here. Doesn't mean that we don't have massive deluges and that's going to increase as well, but it means that there is a massive part in this equation that is not being acknowledged that is causing extreme drought, record, and increasingly catastrophic wildfires. And this part of the equation is not being acknowledged. It is climate engineering, aka weather warfare. Who gave governments around the globe, the biggest of all being the U.S. government, U.S. empire, who gave them the right, or why are we giving them the right, I should ask, to decide who fries, who freezes, who floods, Why are we giving them that right? And why do so many in the population still want to pretend that this isn't going on in our skies? And how long will that willful denial continue? I hope it's not much longer, because we don't have much longer. And if we are to have any chance of waking the masses to what's unfolding and the assault that's being waged against them, that effort will take all of us, each and every one of us. Search the activist suggestions section on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. Find out how you can help tilt the scale in the direction it desperately needs to go. And remember this again from the 1954 Collier's Magazine article, attacking the enemy's food supply. Weather modification can be employed to strike at an enemy's food supply. Moisture and clouds can be intercepted en route, overseeded and dried up, depriving crops of needed moisture. That is exactly what is happening in the breadbasket of the USA. We can debate the objectives, but the fact that climate engineering operations are cutting off our precipitation by the high-pressure domes that are placed over us and the overseeding of moisture that does pass over us is absolutely indisputable. Is the U.S. population now the enemy of those who run the U.S. government? You decide. How's the weather going on the other side of the world? From theage.com. Quote, Melbourne swelters as heat records tumble. We don't hear much about that in the U.S. as they're telling us how cold, cold, cold it is on the 1/200th of the Earth's surface area, which is the lower 48 states. Another headline from down under. Thunderstorm asthma warnings upgraded as heat wave continues. Who ever heard of thunderstorm asthma before a few years ago? And why is this happening? Because the massive amount of toxic climate engineering aerosols that are being sprayed into these storms are settling down on the planet and wreaking havoc on human respiratory systems. So we have the science community blaming it on thunderstorm asthma, and we have the medical industrial complex doing whatever they're told, injecting vaccinations, highly toxic, proven toxic vaccinations for a pharmaceutical industrial complex that has no legal liability for the death and injury they cause. And we have a medical industrial complex that is towing the line for the climate engineers by pretending that thunderstorms should trigger massive asthma epidemics. Everybody pretending everything is just fine as the ship goes down. More headlines from Australia. From the UK Guardian, another tragic report. Hundreds of koalas feared burned alive in out-of-control bushfire near Port Maguire. Who wouldn't be absolutely enraged at all that is happening? Yes, people are dying. That's horrible. But these innocent animals are dying as well all over the globe. And this is the tip of the iceberg. The headlines we see are the tip of the iceberg, just like the kangaroos that are dying by the, according to the ABC report, by the millions, and even eating the internal organs out of other dead kangaroos to try to find some sort of nutrition. This is like something you'd see in an apocalyptic movie, but the apocalypse is here, and it's now. And again, for the record, for all the Hollywood apocalypse movies in which the environment is fine and somehow those that survive the apocalypse are able to live off the land, that's not going to happen. For those preppers who think you're going to live off the land somewhere, you can't live off the land on a dead planet. And that's exactly the trajectory we are on. I want to make clear I'm not pointing the finger for climate engineering at the U.S. government alone. All major powers are involved with the climate engineering insanity. All are colluding and cooperating in these operations, all for their own reasons and agendas. Those at the top, those who control the central bankers, those are the ones that are pulling the levers of what's happening in our skies. And they are very aware of the fact that the planet's imploding life support systems can no longer support the weight of the human race. Along with collapse comes the culling. That's already happening. Even at this late hour, how many Americans, again, how many citizens of other countries don't want to even know the truth, let alone to face it? The truth about the true depth of criminality and corruption within their governments, about what really happened on 9/11, about the danger and damage from fluoridated water, about vaccines, about climate engineering, aka weather biological warfare, all of this. How many really want to know the truth? At geoengineeringwatch.org, we receive many messages from very sincere individuals and activists who are very understandably frustrated, bewildered, and often intimidated by the aggressive denial of their families and friends, denial of easily verifiable truths. And I truly wish there was enough time in a day for me to personally answer all such messages of angst and concern from so many truly sincere activists and individuals who have been doing their best to sound the alarm. But to each, I would say this. We, each of us, are only responsible for what we do, not what others do or don't do. To those that are awake and aware, to those that feel the calling of conscience, to those that justifiably feel compelled to do their part in the critical battle to sound the alarm. Stand tall. March forward in this battle and with your efforts confidently. It is you who are sane in a world that is not. Plant seeds of credible data and move on. Don't waste time arguing with those that have their eyes wide shut. Again, plant the seed, move on, spend your time with those that are willing to clear the lens through which they see the world. And if we can start enough spot fires of awareness that merge into a blaze that cannot be put out by the power structure, that is when we can push this issue to light, when military families and military members who are participating in this and private sector members, when they understand that they are literally participating in their own demise, at that point, we have a chance of stopping this insanity. Back to headlines, and in addition to the unprecedented wildfires that are incinerating forests all over the globe and the climate engineering connection with those catastrophes, it is also imperative to make clear the climate engineering connection to the engineered cool downs that are occurring all over the globe. And for the next week to 10 days, much of the U.S. will be a target for those cool downs. Again, search the engineering winter section at geoengineeringwatch.org to learn more. But let me give some details on that. First, this headline. Utah falls close to minus 35 while bitter cold oozes east. Surface cool downs, shallow layer of very cold air at the surface, much like the air that sits in the open freezer in your market. That is the sort of principle the climate engineers are using. That's how they're able to accomplish these quote-unquote cool downs while it's warmer further up in the atmosphere. And that's why the paid liars at institutions like the Weather Channel try to explain away why it's snowing in the valley and not on top of the mountain. We see it all the time now. They're covering the tracks for the climate engineers. Another headline, Denver weather. Cold front breaks two record lows overnight. Denver Basin holds that cold air, just like the freezer in your market. They pick geographic locations that are most conducive to the headlines they want to create. Let me take a moment and cover an ice nucleation patent. And this ice nucleating materials are endothermic reacting materials. Many people know what exothermic reacting materials are. Things that make bombs are exothermic reacting materials. You have an energy release. Endothermic reacting materials absorb energy. Just like the first aid kit that might sit on your shelf for 20 years at room temperature, you mix those endothermic reacting chemicals together, energy absorbing chemicals, and you have ice. These endothermic materials do not make conventional frozen precipitation. Thus, you have much of this quote-unquote snow that's created by this tends to sublimate. What does that mean? It means that it, like dry ice, which is a non-natural material, it converts from a solid to a gas and bypasses much of the liquid phase. That's why many of these snow piles don't have much runoff coming off them. And that's why they also stay frozen at temperatures far above freezing. And many people, thankfully, finally are starting to take notice of that. A headline on that in just a moment. But again, as this whole scenario glues together, including the cool downs in the central U.S., and sources like the LA Times acknowledging this, the warmer Alaska, balmy warm Alaska, high pressure over the west, spinning clockwise, pushing warmer moisture through Alaska. We have this headline from Weather Underground last week. Alaska turns strangely warm while much of the nation shivers. Never see that acknowledgement. Warm Alaska, warm Arctic, while the U.S. lower 48 gets the engineered cool down. How much warmer in Alaska? The report states up to 30 degrees above average. Similar report from ABC Alaska. Confirmation of Alaska's record warm temperatures. Record high temperature for Anchorage. Locations across the southern portion of the state broke or tied record highs. This report goes on and on. Now, about this material, this endothermic reacting chemical ice nucleation material. This headline from Down Under. Hail survives 2 weeks of heat buried in outback Queensland property. For 2 weeks, in temperatures nearly 40 degrees Celsius, which is about 104, 105 degrees Fahrenheit, hail remained frozen. How in the world is that possible? And again, it's from the endothermic reacting materials that I just mentioned. Let me provide a little more science detail on these materials. This excerpt from a patent filed in 1966 titled Weather Modification Method. This patent, you can find it at geoengineeringwatch.org. Search geoengineeringwatch.org, Nolenberg patent. From the patent, the assignee of the United States of America is represented by the director of the National Science Foundation for Weather Modification. Another excerpt. The present invention provides a method for producing rain or snow with endothermic seeding agents. Potassium nitrate, ammonium nitrate, and other elements effective in producing ice crystals and a vapor cloud having temperatures as high as 6 degrees C positive. This long and detailed patent goes on to describe other elements used for chemical ice nucleation, such as synthetic urea, one of the elements that has showed up in testing, in frozen precipitation. And this is what the patent states about that endothermic reacting element. Thermochemical calculations based on the solubility of urea and its heat solution indicate that urea can nucleate a cloud with temperatures of 18 degrees C. That's 64 degrees Fahrenheit. How many people understand that these processes exist and are being used to create engineered winter weather events, highly toxic frozen precipitation? It doesn't behave as snow once did before it was completely contaminated with these processes. But this is another reason why we have such massive hailstones now. And we have ice balls in Lake Michigan, perfectly spherical ice balls lining the shore that somehow formed in water that was 45 degrees. These elements are being used. It's a massive part of climate engineering operations. Again, search the engineering winter section at geoengineeringwatch.org. And for anyone, any site, any source, any individual who claims to be in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering, if you are not addressing the completely engineered cool downs, if you're calling them anything but engineered, you are helping to cover the tracks of the climate engineers. How does that help in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering? Answer, it doesn't help. A quick note on Arctic sea ice in the melting polar regions. Arctic sea ice is at its lowest extent ever recorded for late October. Don't see much U.S. mainstream media covering that, do we? And here's another headline from the UK Daily Mail and other sources. How rising seas will sink countries. Scientists calculate that current satellite-based predictions are wrong, and three times as many people will be hit by rising shorelines by 2050. That's completely incorrect. On the current trajectory, we won't be here by 2050. Many won't be here by 2025 at the current rate of die-off. That's how severe our situation is. Don't care who doesn't believe it. It's statistically verifiable. Mainstream media and the power structure doing everything they can to hide the severity of what's unfolding from populations until the last possible moment. And back to the question of, do we really think the U.S. military would ask our permission before engaging in climate engineering operations when we have headlines like this from Vice.com. U.S. military could collapse within 20 years due to climate change, report commissioned by the Pentagon states. The report further states that a combination of global starvation, war, disease, drought, and a fragile power grid, something Californians learned a lot about in the last week, could have cascading, devastating effects. Again, we're back to that same equation. If you drive your car off a cliff, it could cause a problem. That's the sort of semantics that are still pacifying populations, and populations need to learn to see through that sort of pacification. There's no could, may, might. It's already happening. We certainly don't have 20 years. That impact is happening right now. Do we think the Pentagon would ask our permission before they deploy climate engineering operations, which they did with other governments around the globe over 70 years ago? And this issue will be brought to light one way or the other soon. We're doing our absolute best at geoengineeringwatch.org to do so. But that effort will take absolutely all of us. So here's the question. Can the masses be awakened by the combined efforts of those who are already awake? How can we know unless we try with every fiber of our being? Yes, the horizon is dark, but not yet black. Whatever comes, there is an unshakable power, a confidence, a solace in knowing we did our absolute best to turn the tide in time. And never forget this. No one can take our will. No one, ever. Our will belongs to us. To exercise our will correctly, morally, honorably, that choice is ours. To do so with courage, in spite of the resistance and ridicule of the many who are not yet ready to face reality, we should march forward again confidently, knowing that the rapidly unfolding circumstances will very soon make countless realities rationally undeniable. Make your voice heard in this most critical battle to sound the alarm. Check the activist suggestions link on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. Arm yourself with credible data from a credible source. Make every day count. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.